What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Is Judge Gull going to go? Well, not according to the Indiana State Attorney General, at least not at this juncture in time. Here to discuss where things are at with the whole case, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, what was your reaction to the Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita and his response to the motions that were filed to remove Judge Gull and also reinstate the attorneys for Richard Allen?
Well, Tony, I find it concerning. I mean, I of course, really strongly believe that the most important thing in this case is justice for Abby and Libby, and it's become so derailed with all of these issues that now he doesn't have his counsel, his speedy trial concerns are at a pitch level. And Judge Gull has certainly seemingly been shown bias in this case in terms of her decision-making. And so unfortunately, I mean, for me, I think what suffers is adjudication of this case and an appellate field day.
What I found interesting was some of the verbiage in the response from the Attorney General stating that the Supreme Court, that reinstating defense attorneys Baldwin and Rossi is, quote, not presently warranted, and called Allen's request for the trial within 70 days improper. What about that? 70 days improper? What's improper about that? That's his right to a speedy trial. And if he had attorneys who were ready to take it there, it was the state that really seemed to have more of an issue with getting there than anyone else. What's so improper about doing that if you have representation that you want to have representing you?
Exactly right, Tony. If you look at their response, it was so general. Mm-hmm. What does improper even mean?
Yeah.
What was improper? They don't say what's improper. They just make this, you know, blanket statement. It's improper. No, what's improper is having somebody in a maximum security prison, unconvicted, that wants their speedy trial observed and wants their attorneys that they've requested. That's what's improper in my mind.
Yeah, without a doubt. I don't know if there was there's tea leaves here to read between the lines on or not. It was also stated in there that the appropriate course of action for both requests would have been to file an appeal, not a petition for a writ of mandamus, he wrote. The writ of mandamus, of course, is typically used as an extreme remedy. I don't know. To me, when I was looking at this, I get, you know, maybe, yeah, do the appeal route. But at the same point, this seemed like it was a moment where maybe an extreme remedy was actually needed.
Exactly. This needed a writ of mandamus, not an appeal later on. His time is ticking in terms of speedy trial. Mm-hmm. His time is ticking in terms of what's happening in that prison on a personal level to him. And as a defendant in our system, he deserves to have answers and answers quickly, not on appeal, but via this writ. I just can't wait to see how this is adjudicated and decided by the upper court. But I thought that their response was weak because it was too general, Tony, and it really didn't address the issues. And the issues is the speedy trial and the Sixth Amendment right to have the attorneys that you desire. I mean, as long as there isn't anything egregious. And I think in this case, how can anybody say that Rossi even did anything egregious? It wasn't even his conference room. It wasn't his buddy. you know, it's the whole thing is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and even when you do look at it where they say gross negligence and misconduct, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. What did happen was in a private conference room of a private attorney's office, and the attorney was blindsided in all reality to this. Should there have been other procedures in place to protect the evidence? I'm guessing anyone in that office looking forward, looking backwards, goes, maybe we could have locked things up a little bit better. But at the same point, when you're in your private domain, you don't necessarily anticipate someone that you trust to come in and take pictures of evidence and then go leak it. That you have your people that you trust. That's something that doesn't, I guess, necessarily come to mind. It might be overkill, but obviously there was something that could have been done, but was it reasonable to expect them to have done that? Is, I think, the bigger question.
Well, right, Tody. And again, the verbiage is, by Judge Gold, was gross negligence, not negligence. So I think I could definitely get to the fact that it could be seen as negligent. Although I tell you what, when you have a war room and you have your conference table with all that evidence set out, even though you're in a private domain, you don't expect that anybody could ever have gone in there. And I would believe that these attorneys have never had anything like that happen. I could tell you I've never had anything like that happen in 28 years in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I worked at various offices, especially in task force settings, where there were a lot of people that could come in and out of that war room that weren't necessarily on that particular case, right? Because they're working in and around it. You just never would imagine this could happen. And to pin that on them as being grossly negligent. Grossly negligent would have been leaving those papers in your airplane, you know, on the seat.
Yeah.
That's gross negligence.
Yeah.
Leaving them in your conference room? I don't know. I think it's just a stretch.
I do too. In the end, and one of the pieces of verbiage in there, again, I thought it was kind of interesting, saying that Abby and Libby deserve justice. Of course they do. If this matter ever comes to the appellate court system, we will take immediate action and do as we do in all other cases to see that the rule of law is upheld. Is that them just saying, look, take it to appeals, like, now? Just go there with it. The writ of mandamus, we can't do anything with. But if you take it over there, maybe we can do something. I don't know. I mean, it seems kind of like a bureaucratic thing that needs to be done, where in the scheme of things, you have the family suffering and not knowing what's going on. You have Richard Allen, who is still innocent until proven guilty, sitting in prison. Is this what they need to do next? Take it to appeals?
I think that is potato, potato. I mean, this is an avenue through this writ of mandamus that they can get relief.
Yeah.
And I think it's the most expedient way to get relief. Remember, if they go through the this appeals process, that's a whole nother process, a whole nother set of attorneys. Right now, he has attorneys that have volunteered their time to file these motions. I just can't imagine that the courts won't look at this, no matter what banner it's under.
Yeah.
Appellate or writ of mandamus. It needs to be addressed. And Tony, I want to say the reason it needs to be addressed, whether, you know, Richard Allen is guilty or whether he's innocent, it's because of the Sixth Amendment and because of the, you know, the right he has to a speedy trial. This is my whole issue with the whole thing. A lot of people say, oh, you know, you just think Richard Allen's innocent. I don't know whether he's innocent or whether he's guilty. I know that the evidence is weak, what we've seen in the public domain. But nevertheless, he should be afforded this. And this is such an egregious example. I think that's why, you know, all of us are concerned.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things where, look, if this can happen to Richard Allen, who was, you know, basically, I mean, if he's innocent, just a family man working at CVS, he's a father, by all accounts, really has no history of anything. To have this suddenly change one's life one day, because he raised his hand and said, yeah, I was out there hiking, when asked for people to come forward and say, hey, was anybody out there? Suddenly, he's the main person in this. It could happen to anybody. So anyone should be extremely upset about the way this is handled, because I don't know if it's setting a precedent or not, but it's certainly showing what they can get away with.
Yeah, I've loved, you know, the whole criminal mastermind, right? That's what people say. Oh, he's a criminal mastermind because he I think it was in a supermarket parking lot, told this conservation officer that he was there.
That's a criminal mastermind if I ever saw one.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
In all your years of working with the FBI, have you ever seen a better criminal mastermind than that?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I really want to hear these confessions, Tony. I was actually going through before our call, just some different, all the different people that have confessed to murder, mm-hmm. that have never murdered anybody.
Yeah.
It happens often. And in the Happy Face, which I know we're going to get to, the Happy Face serial killer, yeah. who's corresponding now with the Q's, Rex Heureman, that was a perfect example of somebody that claimed to kill one of his victims and didn't do it at all. Mm-hmm.
It happens, and we'll see where all of this ends up going. Hopefully, speedy is part of the equation there, but I don't think that's really in the cards at this moment in time.
Probably right. We get so facetious, right? Yeah. And these are people's lives. This family, Abby and Libby's family, this has to be excruciating for them. We know it's excruciating for Richard Allen. Just look at the, 50 pounds or more he's lost. Yeah. And it's excruciating for everybody. The attorneys, Rossi and Baldwin, who their reputations have just been completely marred.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.